Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the Hour Show.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop. Go.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
Pringles,
you know, your skins, however you get down, get ready, because we pop in the night. Call us the Over Redenbacher Radio, because we're popping tonight. We're going to get it going. And first and foremost, I like to say, make sure you keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Sunday through Thursday and Saturdays. Yes, we take a break on Friday. Oh, yeah, we take a break on Friday. But Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, we're getting it in on the D Hour Show. Sundays, we got the Covenant Cafe, and we got a great show for the Covenant Cafe tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're broadcasting a little early on the Covenant Cafe tomorrow, so make sure you tune in 1 p.m. Mountain Standard, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys check it out. They're going to be on with Trish Stanley, up-and-coming gospel artist Trish Stanley, as well as legendary poet Black Ice is going to be in the building. Oh, yeah, for all the poets out there, you better make sure you tune in tomorrow, because the legendary poet Black Ice is going to be in the building on the Covenant Cafe. Two great Christian brothers, Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace, host the Covenant Cafe on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. So make sure you guys tune in, as well as coming Monday, we got our girl, the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, hosting the I Got Something to Say show. And this Monday, they're going to be talking to one half of the legendary hip-hop group Clips. My man, No Malice, is going to be in the building. Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. Pusha T's brother? Yes, No Malice is going to be in the building from the Clips, getting it in with them, and talking about his new music as well. And then you can tune into the Tuesday spot on Tuesday, when we're going to be talking to actress Sheree Johnson. You may have remembered her from Punky Brewster, from Family Matters, and many other venues like that. Yes, Sheree Johnson is going to be in the building with us on the Tuesday spot. We got Naja Head Wednesday, Celebrity Thursday. Oh, yeah, we got some great shows for you guys in the coming week, so make sure you guys always keep tuning into the D-Hour Show. You never know who's going to be on. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a poet and you like to have your music played on the show, you like to be featured and showcased on the D-Hour Show, you like to recite some of that incredible poetry that you have, but so never fear. How do we do that, D-Slate? Well, let me tell you. All you got to do is email us. Email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. 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 That's for the word challenged, the spelling challenged individuals that didn't know what the hell I was saying. I'm going to spell it out for you. dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Now, I'd like to definitely send out prayers and condolences to my man Sly Stone, who lost his oldest son. Sylvester Stallone lost his oldest son, who had passed away. Definitely want to send out all the prayers. He lost his son, Sage Stallone, passed away Friday night. And, you know, of course, you know, Sylvester Stallone is, you know, any parent or father is going to be devastated, you know, after losing their child. So, all the prayers go out to Sylvester Stallone and his family. And we will be praying that you can definitely deal with this ordeal and, you know, help get you through it. And all those individuals who want to show Sylvester some love, you know, just go on Twitter and, you know, Facebook and, you know, show him some love and let him know, you know, that you're sending out your condolences for his huge loss. Now, music hits. Oh, you know we got them. sit back and relax. We got more D Hour Show Indie Up Saturday coming up with your boy D Slay, the business. We got my man Dot. We got my girl Young Nick coming in a little bit. My man Dot Richie, the Bulls. Dot Richie, the Bears. Dot Richie, the Cubs. Chi-Town representing coming in a little later. You better get ready. I don't want to say the Bulls again because I don't want to freak nobody out. We know, you know, the Bulls had housed, you know, one of the greatest players in NBA history. But, you know, I don't want to go there. I don't want to shock nobody back to, you know, basketball history. So I'm not going to do that to you, Kobe fans. Sorry. You know, I'm not going to do that to you, you know, LB fans out there. Now, I give my man LeBron props, though. You know, he got his first title, you know, him and Dwayne Wade got his second. LeBron and Bosh got their first title. Props to my man LeBron. Props to my man Bosh for your first title in the NBA. So hopefully you guys can get can pull in some other ones and try to catch up with my man MJ. Try to catch up with Kobe. Now, hits, you know we got them. Ange 13 with Buttercrumb. Noel Gordine with The River. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. We got hits. You better listen.
Yeah.
Up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny. Found out about love, yeah, in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. And by the river, now we're black folk together at the Sunday, yeah, services through. How the river runs through the ocean. I've been running like that since you. I got along, I'm moving on. I bandaged the scars up well. I think of her, then I sit and I wait for a card or a letter. I walk the beach with the sand in my feet, place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny and new.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my friends for
baby.
Down by the river, where black folks gather at
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Indie Up Saturday. Your boy D Slade in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins tonight, playing all the hits. You know how we do it. You just got through listening to my girl Shamora with Build You a House. Before that was my man Noel Gordine with The River. And then we had Ange 13 from The Shy Baby with Buttercrumb. Oh, yeah, you know we getting it in like that. It's the hits, people. That's the kind of music that we play and showcase on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Don't get it twisted. You know just like I do. There are some serious individuals out there. Okay, there's thousands, millions of talented individuals all over the country that's trying to be in music, you know, that's making music, that's got mixtapes and music that's trying to get seen, that's trying to get heard, that's trying to get airplay. Okay? And we showcase some incredibly, and I say it again, some incredibly talented artists on this show, on this network. And if you know these type of artists like I do, you know Lil Ray Ray down the street got skills. You know Junebug, you know, that live, you know, around your cousin's crib, got skills. Okay? You know Bonquisha Sharika Jenkins can sing her ass off. You know this. So if they got music and you think they should be heard, tell them to contact us. Hit us up at the D Hour Show, and we'll get them in the rotation. DHourShow@gmail.com. If you know some poets, tell them the same business. If you know some skillful poets, cats that got poet skill, tell them to hit us up. You know some up-and-coming actors and actresses who's done a few commercials and maybe a few videos here and there that's trying to get into the acting biz, tell them to hit us up. Tell them to hit us up. It's all about showcasing new and up-and-coming talent. That's what it's all about. You know, I was talking to some kids today, you know, because D-Slay love the kids. Oh, D-Slay love the kids. I was talking to some kids, you know, breaking it down to them, some young brothers. You know, we were discussing movies, okay? We were discussing movies. And I find it, you know, I just find it very offensive. And I find it very disturbing, you know, when I hear a lot of these young kids, you know, when talking about movies, and you always hear these kids saying, oh, shoot, man, I don't like this, I don't like that. You know, let's check out, you know, let's watch Belly. You know, let's watch American Me. Let's watch, you know, Scarface. Let's watch, you know, always wanting to look at hood rich movies, movies that portray minorities in such a negative light. You know, and you always say, cats, you know, this the movies is real, man. You know, they talking about what's going on in the hood. First of all, let me break it down to you. Okay, why if you grew up in the hood, okay, you grew up in the hood like myself. If you grew up in the hood, what do you need to watch a movie about it for? Okay, if you grew up in the hood and you grew up in that type of atmosphere, why do you need to watch a movie about it? Why do you need to watch a movie about it? You grew up in that atmosphere for a long time. You don't need to see it on TV or in movies. Show me something creative. Cash drinking and shooting and selling drugs, that's not creative. I've seen that before growing up. Don't need to see it on TV. Don't need to see it in movies. I want to see something creative. And I find it, I think it's a shame when, you know, when you have a lot of up-and-coming African-American or minority directors and producers, and it's like, you know, those are the only type of movies, you know, that Hollywood wants these cats to produce and direct. Nah, man. Let these black directors and producers and Hispanic directors and producers, you know, let these cats show you how talented they really are. Why do they need to produce hood rich movies? And then you hear the excuse, oh, you know, I made this kind of movie. We make this kind of movie so people can see, you know, what it's like, you know, in those type of neighborhoods. First of all, okay, I can care less about somebody else that never grew up there knowing what it's like. I don't care. I care less about what they know, whether they know about it or not. I grew up there. I know about it. That's all that matters. I know about it. That's all that matters. Nobody else needs to know. You know, we don't need to prove nothing to nobody. You don't need to prove nothing to nobody because when it's all said and done, you know, the people or the individuals that never grew up in that type of atmosphere or society, never grew up like that, and they see those type of movies, that's where the stereotypes come from. That's when the stereotypes come in. Because now they're thinking, because of this sad garbage or this sad display that they've seen in TV and movies, now they think that's the way we really are. They think that's the way we live. All of us don't live like that. All of us aren't like that. So we don't need a hood rich television and hood rich movies to perpetuate a sad stereotype. We don't need that. We really don't need that. You know, so you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like this, you know, just, you know, all the minority directors and producers out there, man, don't let them pull you into this whole facade of thinking that those are the only type of movies you should be producing and directing. Nah, man, nobody's trying to see that, man. I'm tired of us getting portrayed in that light in movies and television. Let's, you know, you don't see James Cameron making movies like that. Do you see George Lucas making movies like that? Nah, you don't see them making movies like that. Okay, James Cameron, The Titanic, Avatar, two of the biggest selling movies in the United States, possibly the world. Do you see them making hood rich movies? Nope, I don't think so. All the brothers out there, minority brothers and sisters that's producing and directing, how about you step on that ladder? Okay, walk those shoes. Walk the Cameron shoes. Walk the George Lucas shoes. Let's see some more creativity like that. I'm tired of the hood rich television and the hood rich movies. We don't need to see no more of that. Let's be more creative. Dee Slay gonna give it to you like that. Let's be more creative. Real talk. Little segment I like to put on EDF Saturday every now and then called Real Talk with Dee Slay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hit you with the business, no doubt. But I'm going to take a quick music break. And we will be coming back, hopefully, with my girl Young Nick in the building. Oh, yeah, it's real life. It's my man, Carolina Blue, street educated. The Hour Show. Get it.
I done been that.
Everything I ever learned, yeah, I learned from the street.
Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in for the fit ins, playing the hits. That's my man. My man's in them. Carolina Blue with Street Educated. Dropping the knowledge on you guys on this music business. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our first guest for tonight. Yes, got to introduce our first guest. And you know, D Slate got to give him the proper. I give our guest the proper introduction. Hailing from Fort Greene, Brooklyn, young Nick has stalked her claim as a renowned talent in the hip-hop industry. This female MC, captivating flow and witty lyricism, is a breath of fresh air for female MCs and hip-hop connoisseurs alike. As a lyricist, performer, and model, yeah, and she's fine, brothers. Trust. Young Nick has explored many facets of the entertainment industry. After a short stint with an all-girl group affiliated with G-Unit, Young Nick decided to step out on her own. Her talent has catapulted her into numerous features, working with a host of DJs, including DJ Mega Mills, DJ Nina Nine, DJ Boo Fully Focused, DJ Unique, DJ Finesse, and DJ Self. Young Nick has proven to be a producer's dream come true. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to my girl, Young Nick.
Hey, thank you. That was great.
Well, you know, I tried my best, Nick.
I'm humbled.
Absolutely. Well, you should. Well, you deserve that. I've listened to the music. I've seen the videos. You're doing some great things with hip hop.
Thank you.
And I think right now your music is great, and I think right now we definitely need to see some more female MCs. I'm like begging to see more female MCs in the game right now. And don't get it twisted. I think Nicki Minaj is doing her thing. You know, she's out there representing right now. There's not a lot of female MCs that's standing you know beside her or that's standing out there with her while she's you know out there doing her thing.
Yeah, there's no one really out.
That's what I'm saying. There's no one really out there, so I just want to see some more female MCs out there representing and taking that stage like she's taking it, and getting the opportunity to shine like she is. So I think with you know the type of music that you're making and the things that you're doing, I think you're on your way.
Thank you.
Oh, not at all. Okay, you know, Brooklyn, you know, you're coming from New York. I mean, the home of hip hop, you know, it's where it all started.
Brooklyn to be exact.
Well, yeah, it's where it all started, you know. I mean, you know, hip hop has changed in so many facets all over the country, but we all know New York is where it started. That's where it came from originally. And you know, with that being said, if anybody's, you know, all the new listeners right now that's listening that's never heard your music before, how would you describe your music to them?
When I describe it, I say, like, eclectic, because you might get any type of genre out of it. It's not really, like, I could say, it, of course, it's hip-hop, but then you might hear a little bit of R&B in there. It might give you a pop feel. So you never know what you get. So I just mix them all together, and I call it eclectic.
That's real. I like that. And I think I think we need something different, you know. And I'm gonna get into that why I think we really need something different within hip hop right now, because hip hop is in a serious state right now. But tell us about your new music, your project you're working on right now. What can the fans expect?
Definitely some hard bass. We got some hard bass strength coming. Of course, I got some producers from over in Europe. They sent me some stuff, so I have some, like, dubstep records coming. You know, it's a mixture of different genres together. It's real fly.
That's real, and I definitely can't wait to hear it. I know when you drop it, we did the D-Hour show, definitely want to get a hold of it so we can push it out there and let everybody see that Nicki Minaj ain't the only one out there representing.
True. And, you know, we're doing it, like, authentic. Like, when we go to the studio, we make the beat from scratch right there. I write the song right there from scratch. and then we put it all together. So, yeah, we'll cook up.
No doubt, no doubt. Now I see as well that you you're also doing some modeling too. How's that working out?
You know, I just take good pictures. I mean, I wouldn't call it modeling. I needed some pictures for a CD cover. So I was like, oh, let's do some pictures. I hired a stylist. And then we just did that. But I've been getting hit up everywhere for, like, model for this, model for that. I mean, it's cool, though. I don't mind.
That's what's up. All right. That's what's up. Now, other than music, are there any other avenues that you're looking into getting into?
Yeah, of course, fashion. Fashion, of course. So that before the end of the summer, I should have some stuff dropped. Called
right.
Golden Line, huh? Yeah, it should
be.
Okay. You'll hear about it. I'll send y'all some stuff out there for
no
you guys.
Well, trust me, and I'm out in AZ right now, and you know they need some fashion out here, so.
<That's
real. laughs> They need some
I don't let them hear you say that.
You know, they need some fashion out here. They need to get something new out here, you know.
Back in a little time.
Hey, you know, it's the heat does strange things to people's minds, so, you know.
You funny.
They definitely need some change. That's all I will say about them. They definitely need some change out here. You know, I'm from Chi-Town, so it's a little different out there. You know, a lot of people, fashion is definitely where it's at out there. So I know they real with it out there. But yeah, they definitely need some change in the AZ for real.
All right, well, I'm gonna definitely send something to you when it's finished.
That's real. That's real. They need it. I can't. You know, I'm gonna let them know. You know, we got some new fashion out here. Y'all need to sport some of this right here. You know, definitely.
Yeah, y'all do a contest or something with it. The winner get a free T-shirt or something like that. I think that's a T-shirt.
And I'm going to let them know, you know, it started right here. You know what I'm saying? So once it started hitting like wildfire, you know, I'm going to let them know, okay, you know, this is the business. This is where it started at right here. So,
and I send you a cup so you could, while you're on the radio, you just drink. And you
can
just promote all that.
No doubt. You know, I got the fresh drink for it, too. So, you know, oh, yeah.
Got some of that lean in there, huh?
Yeah, I got the fresh drink for it. That's real. I got the fresh drink for it. So, yeah, I can't wait to get that. That's what's up. Now, well, you know, when I was talking about earlier, you know, hip-hop is in a state right now. You know, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that's kind of upset with the state of hip hop right now. Some people are putting out the question out there whether or not it's dead because a lot of people aren't really liking what they're hearing on the radio. Some people feel like hip hop has lost its originality. You know, it's lost its personality. You know, they think a lot of individuals is really in it for the money, so there's no more personality and originality. You know, before when you used to hear joints on the radio, you knew who it was. You know, automatically, you knew who it was. So nowadays, a lot of times when you're hearing music, sometimes it's really hard to tell who's who, you know. And when I talk about the whole originality deal and you know, personality, I mean, it's so many cats out there with similar names and different things like that. So it's really kind of hard to tell who's who. So a lot of people, and I've heard some of the other celebrities that I've talked to, I've had on the show, you know, Naughty by Nature, Master Ace, you know, a lot of the, you know, Two Live Crew, a lot of the hip-hop, you know, celebs we've had on the show have talked about their concern with the way hip-hop is going right now. And, now, of course, they're giving props to some of the new cats out there that's representing, but it's also hip-hop has also lost a little positivity. You don't really hear a whole lot of positive music these days like you used to. So as a new artist coming into this genre, how does Young Nick, how does your music help change people, put people on the path of changing their minds about hip-hop and saying, okay, maybe there are some young artists out there that's actually bringing back real hip-hop. So, you know, how does Young Nick's music help change that?
Well, me personally, I don't really listen to other people's music. So I don't really have a big influence where my stuff is going to sound like someone else. And then I already have my own style. I've always had, like, my own style. When people hear me, they say, oh, okay, that's Nick. My voice may sound, like, similar to people, but my flow is different. I switch flows a lot. And then my topics, like, I have a song called Baby Girl. And Baby Girl is about, it's about females having, like, confidence and pride and knowing your worth and stuff like that. Stuff that I think the girls need to hear, because nowadays,
yeah,
all the songs that's out are, like, pop that, this, and all, you know. I mean, them songs could be fun at the same time, but if that's all someone is hearing, they come, if they're not, if their parents don't teach them any better, or they don't go out to learn on their own, they think that that's all, like, music is about, and maybe they, some kids, they follow that. So they grow up, maybe they become strippers or something. Not saying nothing is wrong with a stripper, because I don't judge anybody, but you get what I'm saying.
No, that's
it's
real.
There's more things you could do.
Oh, yeah. No, that's real. I think the thing with hip-hop, too, and I think that's wonderful that you're putting that type of music out, because that's, you know, that's that type of positive music is definitely what we need to bring back. But you know, for some of the individuals to keep putting out the negative hip hop, you know, what it does is it strings media moguls and influential individuals like Oprah and so many other individuals out there, not really liking hip hop too much and always
giving.
Yeah, I
mean, you can't blame them when all the kids start, they're cursing at 5, and you know, it's like, okay. I mean, you halfway can't blame them, but then at the same time, it is someone's personal expression. You can't really blame the artist either.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, it's amazing.
It's really a half and half.
Well, you know what's amazing, too? Because I always hear a lot of individuals and a lot of artists that we have on the show, when I pose this question, a lot of them tend to say they, instead of the artist, a lot of them say, you know what, D, I blame the labels. You know, a lot
of them. Yeah, you can blame the label too, but the label is only going by what the people are buying. I mean, whatever is selling at the time. So if it's hot, if they pop that ass on every song, they gonna push you to do songs that say pop that. You know what I'm saying? So it's all, if the people bought more positive music, then they'll push you to make more positive music.
That's real. That's real. No, I agree. I agree with you. I definitely
agree.
You
really
have
to look at every single side, because everybody wants to make money. Then the artist,
yeah,
they want to be able to express themselves the way that they feel like they can express themselves. You know, the people want to hear what they want to hear. And you realize that the people are really who you need to be catering to at the end of the day, but you still want to be unique and have your own sound and talk about what you want to talk about.
No doubt.
At least one song got to cater to the people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's the D. Allen
ignorance.
Show.
Everybody, people love ignorance. It sounds like crazy.
Oh, yeah. We're getting it in right now. I got my girl Young Nick in the building, up the newest hip-hop starlet in the game, getting ready to take it by storm. We got Young Nick in the building with us right now. We're getting ready to kick off the hip-hop tour on the floor. We're about to play Young Nick's joint, Make a Mad Dirty. Tell us a little bit about that, Nick, before we kick that off. Make a Mad
Yeah,
Dirty.
See, that's one of the ignorant ones. You know, they like, females love this song. Seriously, when I tell you, when I do this song, they love this song. Like, you know, somebody always mad at you for something. It don't even have to be anything big, but people will find any reason to be mad at you. So, all right, make them mad. Sure, go ahead. Now,
make them mad.
Give you a reason to be mad.
That's it. And I like it. I love the song. I was listening to it, and I was like, yeah, I said, it's got to be the one we're going to bump tonight. Make a Mad.
And that's
like
that down south feel. It gives you that down south.
Yes, it is. I was like, yeah, she's putting a little down south flavor into it. So, yeah, I was definitely feeling it. So I said, yeah, this is the one that we definitely got to bump tonight. So, Nick, if anybody want to catch up with you online or talk to you, listen to your music, where would they be able to catch you at?
They could catch me at ReverbNation.com/YoungNick718, YoungNick 718. There's like 10,000 fans on there. Add yourself to the pool. I love it. you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/YoungNick718. I'm on Instagram. You know, that's the new hot thing.
That's the new hotness, right? I hear that. Instagram is the new hotness right now. So I got to get up on it because I keep hearing everybody telling me about it.
Yeah, it's really popping. So you can do that. Instagram, Young Nick, YOUNGNIK. I'm also on Mobley. A lot of the celebrities are on Mobley because you can do videos there too. And it's Young
that's
Nick
right.
on there as well.
Okay.
You know, SoundCloud.com/YoungNick718. You can hear some music, a bunch of different types of music on there.
That's real. Now, the last thing, all the up and coming artists out there that's trying to get in music, that's trying to be where you at and is trying to do their thing and get out there in this industry, what advice do you give them?
Don't stop. Be authentic. Have fun.
There it is. Have fun and don't stop. Stay grinding on it. Got Young Nick in the building. We getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. Nick, go ahead and introduce your song for the crowd right now.
Yeah, it's a girl, Young Nick. Al, that's the lingo. They already know Brooklyn. This right here is Make 'em Mad. Make 'em Mad, Make 'em Mad. What you do, you make 'em mad. Sometimes for no reason at all. Get it?
No doubt. No doubt. Nick, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was definitely an honor to have you on the show with us. We're going to keep on supporting you and your music and letting everybody know where it is. And I'm going to continue to keep supporting talented female MCs like yourself. And
No doubt.
As far as we're concerned at the D Hour Show Radio Network, this is your home now. Anytime, you know, you're welcome. You know, we're going to keep on playing your music. You want to stop by, say something, talk to us. The D Hour Show is your home now. You're welcome anytime.
I love that. So y'all got to cook and everything when I come around.
Oh, no doubt, because I got the greens. We got the turkey legs.
Yeah, I know y'all got in Arizona. I know y'all got some good soul food down there.
Red Kool-Aid. I got some greens, some collard green enchiladas. We got the business now. Hold it real.
Collard greens.
Oh, we got the business now. Trust, that's real.
I'm
but,
coming to get that. And send me the address. I can send you out the shirts in the mug.
That's real. That's real, Nick. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Nick. You have a blessed night.
Thank you.
And the D-Hour Show is going to continue to be supporting you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's love.
All right. Okay. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. We're about to bump Young Nick's joint in that 4. Make them mad and dirty. Make them mad. Make them mad and dirty. Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. When we come back, I got my man Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio on the business. Oh, me and Jit gonna be getting it in. You know it. D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
No doubt. You're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D Hour Show. On Blog Talk Radio.
It's Young Baby. It's Young Nick. I'm back.
Make a man. secret of discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless me, gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crap game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type to smack a sucker. If he short a couple bucks, I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking of finer things and heights. Running behind you, snatch your rocks like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me a, let's get dark, press rewind and fade the light. See, I already let him know, but let's remind him, hey, it's twice. Confusion and pain, don't know what's the lose of the game. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's there to blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause
even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak. Type my speech like my lyrics is well respected. And I get well respected, even the girls accept it. Coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted a top crook. The way I spit that fire, man, I never get my spot hooked. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them is us. I stay showing the hood in me, white tee all around it. Fresh fit it to go with it, homie, that be my climbing gear. You ain't gotta care, prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress, sitting in cloudy air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my payments here.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know.
She can even lace them chucks to this shit.
Check.
I hate to sound like the typical rapper. Keep throwing me up just a little bit. It's that like hardwood floor music right here. Ready to start Vino, we back at it. Chuck Dizzle, homegrownradio.net. What up, LA? California.
This that West Coast feel good, summertime cookout. Posted by the ocean, smoking doobies, homies, look out for the popo. Dipping in the Lolo, curly hair blowing in the wind, cruising down Melrose. Fresh Cortez, low bucket, swagging on these motherfuckers. Ball so hard, you would think it's Harlem at the Ruckus. Raven going hamburger, eat it up like Bud Ruckus. Shout out to my Latin girls,
all the Latin mommies.
What up to my Latin homies,
then I keep on me.
Katana on sunset, bombing hella sake. Chilling with the posse, blowing hookah at the party. I'm smelling so fresh, yes, E.C. Miyagi. I probably pull your man, cause his ass hella jockin'.
Turn up.
Let's get this shit poppin'. Backyard bumpin', DJ Head got it knockin'. From Carson to Long Beach, Lamar Park, you'll find me.
Hey.
closer with the farm right behind me. In Inglewood City, where it's opposite of grimy. El Prayer, fitted like I'm still stuck in 9-3. Ralph Lauren denim with the Mickey on the white tee. L.A. living, seen a chick chilling on La Brea. Told her that I eat it up like Soul Food Kitchen. Marijuana rolling while she Merlot sipping. Posted with the players, man, I'm Del Rey pimping. The saga continues like Del Rey pimping. With the way we spitting, you could tell they different. These kids been gifted, this is kinder. God in my garden, the sauce is the best crop in Baldwin. Niggas doubt starving, say they want that lean flow. Prayers flying high with the Ravens, Savino. My attitude's like a mix of Debo and Tebow. Doing drive-bys with this music as a theme, ho.
Player, nigga, player, real player shit, that's that nigga Ralphie with his shades on, aw shit, I see you Raven, I'ma call you Raven Summertime Sorbino on this, where you going, Sunset, nah, I'ma fuck with Venice, don't trip, no, just meet me, we go the same way, don't even trip, alright. Nah, yeah, niggas, 8 o'clock and the sun's still out. This that summertime shit, I'm telling you. California.
Anything you want, I can make it happen. Let me know, it's a guarantee. say baby that's on me. You will never be alone, alone, no. You will never be alone, alone, no.
Yvonne with her hit single, oh yeah, right here on the D Hour Show. Let's get it. take at me. Oh, you gon' have to come a little bit harder if you want me. Don't trip, I still wanna get to know you. But first I gotta see what you're working with or whatever. I hear what you're saying, yeah, you got a mouthpiece. But I'm that type, you gotta show me. Yeah, I can get it wet for your daddy. Here I come, come and get to know. TitanRex.com. I'm trying to see you now, whether you wanna meet up. Your place or my place, or we can hit the telly. I'm letting you know.
John B, I got a pistol in my pants, and I'ma take that pussy like an armed robbery. It do not get more ill than this. I'ma make that pussy talk to me. I'm a ventriloquist. It's an eagle, baby. What a meanie, baby. It's X and O. Damn, I love you. All I need is two shots. In the rubber, so I can come and put my moves on you like a dance instructor. So I'ma hit ya, will not trip ya, I'ma grip ya, let me slurp ya, I'ma lick ya till ya horny, right? I hope you pick up, I won't hurt ya, I'ma kiss ya, pull my shirt up, I'ma dick ya till the morning light. What's the jack about? I'm not a liar. We going through rubbers like we burning tires. I'ma eat you to the short circuit like cross wires. Fuck it till you say,
oh yeah. I'ma come with you.
Attention all shoonistas, looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show
on Lost
Up Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday, your boy D. Slate, your boy J. Chronicles in the building. Oh, yeah, we getting it in tonight playing the hits. That's my girl Tanisha Yvonne with her hit single, Oh, Yeah. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our last guest for the night, representing from the site, Teezy, baby. It all started when his mom took him to a Garth Brooks concert at the age of 10 years old. The excitement, the lights, the applause, the music, the entire ambience had him hooked. He knew that being a singer-songwriter was what he was born to do. He didn't necessarily know how he was going to do it, but he knew that he was definitely going after it. Dot Richie, known to his friends as Dot, hails from the city in the wind, baby, Sight Town, Chicago, Illinois, having family members who at one point in their lives were heavily into the music scene on both the creative and business side, helped Dot Richie develop his into becoming one of Chicago's brightest young male performers in recent years. A member of the popular hip-hop crew Co-Stars, Dot Richie decided it was time to develop an identity outside of the group persona. Though he and his Co-Stars crew remain family, Dot Richie has devoted this year strictly on developing his sound and reaching beyond the boundaries of his hometown to pursue his craft. He says, "I love my city, but I recognize that there is more for me to learn, and the best way to get that experience is to step outside of my comfort zone to get it." Dot Richie says the majority of his music is written with the ladies in mind, all the honey dances in mind, and reflected in the tightly executed compositions Eden, The Temptations, Lies, and Murder. Dot Richie's clever storytelling and vocal prowess are sensuous and blended with the richness of the old school and the edginess of contemporary pop R&B. Dot Richie fully commits his brand and authenticity within his vocal arrangements that are undeniably fit for the ears of listeners everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome. Welcome in my Chi-Town brother, Dot Richie.
Yeah,
welcome to the show, bro.
How y'all feeling?
What's good,
son? What's
good with you?
Man, just chilling out here, man. The weather's too beautiful out here, brothers.
I know how Chi-Town get it in, Dot. So what's going on with you, bro? How you feeling, man? How you living?
Man, I'm good, bro, man. I'm just chilling, man, just working, you know, about to put this project out. Got this project called Seducer coming out real soon, probably within the next couple months.
That's real.
You know, I've just been working diligently on that one, trying to put that one together.
Well, you know what, first and foremost, Dot, I want to say, man, it's an honor, it's a pleasure to have you on the D-Hour Show with us, man. And, you know, I gotta send a huge shout-out to my boy Marvin, Atkins, man. My man Marvin.
No doubt.
He shot the music to me, bro, and I listened to it, and I was like, damn, this brother is representing Chi-Town on the real. I said the music was fabulous. I mean, I was like hit after hit. I was like, these are hits right here. I said, I got to get my man Dot on the show. I said, I got to get him on the show because when we bumped Ambitious, you know, last week, and when we bumped it, we got some fabulous feedback from it, man. And I said, I got to get my man Dot Richie on the show. Big ups and big shout out to my man Marvin Atkins for definitely putting me on.
To what you're doing
out there in Chi-Town, man. And I could definitely love and respect how you represent it out there for the folks in Chi, man. So big ups to what you're doing out there, and I definitely look forward to seeing you pursue your musical dreams, bro.
Man, thank you so much, brother.
Salute.
Appreciate that, man. And I just want to say, first and foremost, man, it's my pleasure, man, to be on this show, man. I really appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the spins that y'all giving me, man, all the love. And I'm just consuming it right now, man. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, Dot, it's not gonna stop there, man, because I got friends in high places. I got my boy Jit Chronicles from Ground Hard Radio, so I'm gonna shoot you his music. I'm gonna shoot your music his way. I'm gonna shoot your music his way.
Yeah,
I love to have your own too as a guest, bro.
That's real.
Hey,
I'm
down. Let me know. You just let me know when to tune in, if I can be there, when to be there. I'm there, bro.
Yeah, that's real.
We'll set that up. Most of.
And Dot, it don't stop there. I got my boy Kano the Pyro from HME Radio, my girl Diva from Diva Spot Radio. I'm gonna shoot your music they way too. So, best believe they're gonna be getting it in with you. So that's real. That's real.
Man, I'm super excited, man. You just got me on 10 right now, man. I had a little sleep in me, and you just knocked it right clean on out, bro.
hey, just make sure you wipe the cold from the eyes, bro. Just make sure you
wipe
the cold.
You know how it is. You already know.
That's real, baby. That's real. And now let me go in with you, man. Let me ask you, the new music project, man, you're working on right now, because the joint we bumping tonight is one of my favorites this weekend, man. Tell us a little bit about the music you're working on.
Oh, man, the project that I'm currently working on, man, the best word is sexy, man. It's strictly for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool for the fellas to bump into when they with their ladies, because, you know, the fellas ain't going to really have to say nothing. They just going to have to go to the track. They need to get across and then play it, and bam, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
It's basically, the title is called Seducer, it just speaks for itself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just time to show the woman some more respect you can do it in a sexual way, but it ain't gotta be necessarily a raunchy way, you know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
To put that across.
Well, you know what? Do you know what, Dot, man? Looking at, you know, when it comes to R&B and it comes to that type of music, man, Chi-Town, we've represented it well. You know, we got one of the biggest artists in the business, you know, R. Kelly.
That's real.
Yeah.
One of the most talented songwriters in the music business. You
real
know what I'm saying? Business. And just coming from Chi, man, look at how we're so Chi-Town is so musically rich, man, with so much talent in hip hop and R&B and jazz and different venues like that. For people that's never heard your music before, man, I don't know nothing about Di Ritchie, how would you describe your music to them?
I think my music, and people ask me this all the time, and I always have to say the same thing. It's like a dark love type of tone that you get when you're listening to my music, and I say that because of the chords used in the production. Is not like, you know what I'm saying, bright chords. It's more so on the darker chords, but the lyrics bring it out to make it like a dark love type thing. So it's
really
different, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that, I just say, you just gotta listen to it and you tell me what you think, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, bro. I got my boy Jid Chronicles in the building. Jid, you got any questions for Di Ritchie?
Yeah, man, I want to know, what advice would you give to a new artist that's trying to make it in the game right now? Because we all know the music industry can, you know, chew you up and spit you right back out. You know what I'm saying? So what would you tell that person that's maybe thinking about getting into the music game?
Man, I think the most adamant thing that I would stress to them is don't fall into the moment, because if you fall into the moment, then that's what you're going to be known in that moment. And you want to be known for, like, years and years and years and years to come. You want to be that classic. You want to be that Steve. You want to be the people that they sample, that we sample in today. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be
right.
What's hot today. You want to be what's going to be hot 10, 30 years from now. So,
that's,
you know,
real.
What I'm saying? You just got to work
real.
On your own sound. And there's nothing wrong with listening to everybody, but you listen to everybody, and then you just, you mulch that up, and then you spit that back out the way that you would, not the way that he would, and not the way that she would, you know what I'm saying, the way that you would. And that's how I develop my sound, and that's what I would say. Just develop your own sound and keep going, man. That's all I would say to you.
That's good advice. Be yourself.
No doubt.
Great
no
advice.
Doubt. And you know, Don, I love how you put that information out there, man, to let cats know that you want to be that individual that's remaining in the business for 20 and 30 years, man. And I say this all the time, as a new artist coming in the game, we've seen so many artists come and go. You know,
right.
it's not a lot of artists out there, man, that can say, you know what, I've been in this music business for 30 years. I've been in this music business for 40 years. So when you as a new artist coming in, you want to look for longevity. You know, that's your goal. You want longevity in this business, because once you build in your audience base and you build in your crowd, you know, sky's the limit for you. So I think that's where it's at. You know, as an artist, I think one of the most important things to really think about is longevity. My last question, my last question for you before we kick the music off for him. A lot of people are upset, you know, with R&B right now, man. I was talking to, I was talking to Maya, you know, about this. Me and Music Soul Child, was talking about this on the show. You know, a lot of people are upset with R&B right now, man. A lot of people are thinking, you know, there's no more creativity, there's no more originality in R&B these days, man. A lot of people that you, a lot of these cats you're hearing on the radio, a lot of times it's really hard to tell who was who. You know, before, you know, in the 80s and the 90s and stuff like that, when you heard cats on the radio, automatically you knew who it was. You know, you knew who it was automatically. A lot, these days, when it comes to this music business, man, a lot of cats is all about the money. They all about that mighty dollar. You know, so it's like it's really hard to really put a face and a name to some of this music we're listening to because there's no more originality and positivity and creativity in this. So, you know, Dot Richie coming in, and I noticed, when, you know, when I was telling everybody about you, you know, you kind of stated that in the bio that that's the type of, you know, edge that you bring. You bring in that old school contemporary R&B back, and I think that's what we're missing, and a lot of people have been begging for us to get that back. So your state on R&B right now, and how do you plan to help bring that back?
Oh, man, that's such a great question. The state of R&B right now, I think that, you know, it's right where it needs to be right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a time and place for everything to happen. And I think that the ones that are out right now that really don't have that true sound, that really don't have that true talent or passion for what they do, you know, they're just going to dwindle out themselves. And then the real artists are going to step forward and start making, you know, the undeniables. And that's when you're going to start getting the younger, still, like, into that music. Like, you know, it's some young people out there that's listening to some old music right now. It's like, damn, I wish the music was like this right now. Like, what happened to the 90s music? Like, that's the music of that's the R&B, you know what I'm saying, section for me, the 90s. Like, when I think about the 90s, I just think about cold love songs and just cold, like, Aaliyah and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, all of that, like, with the cold beats behind you, got the hip-hop beats behind it, but you got somebody singing.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. You don't have to speak garbage just because, you know what I'm saying, you think that that's a fad. That's not a fad. You're ruining people's mind when you do that. But, you know, I can't do nothing but continue to try to unbrainwash the people, I guess. Because I guess everybody's brainwashed right now with the music that they're putting out. They think that it's good. They think that they're supposed to follow this. This is what's cool and everything. Nobody really has a mind of their own right now. It's kind of like everybody's sharing a mind, a state of mind. But, you know, you just got to break that. We got to break it. That's all.
That's real, bro. That is
definitely real.
That's it, no doubt. We're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay right here on the D-Hour Show for back-to-back hits. Got my man, Dot Richie, in the building. Up-and-coming R&B star from Chi-Town, baby, in the building with us right now.
We get ready to kick off.
Hey, Dot, go ahead and introduce your song, Weekend, man, to everybody so we can let them know what time it is.
Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Dot Richie on the D-Slate show right now, and y'all about to hear this joint, Weekend. I hope y'all like it. This should be something that y'all can vibe to.
No doubt. We getting ready to kick it off. We got more with my man, Dot Richie, when we get back. You know, Dot, before I kick it off, man, I know how you do it with the smooth lyrics and the vocals in these joints, man. I think it would be so fresh, man, to hear you on a joint and just telling the ladies, like, hey, baby, just sit back and relax and get ready for me to put this dot on your eye. Richie, when we get back, the R&B foreplay, D-Slate, Chick Chronicles. My man Di Richie in the building. We about to get it.
Lego.
Oh, yeah. You're now listening to the R&B Foreplay on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Feel About it, but what's Chris to do? Look, there might be a safety net for you, but if I don't come
No doubt. In the building once again. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, baby. It's your boy D Play. J Chronicles in the building, playing the R&B foreplay hits. Got my man Dot Richie in the house with us right now.
That was hot. Hot mix.
Oh, yo, what's good?
You know how we get down, baby, in the R&B foreplay. You heard my man Dot Richie with his hit Weekend. After that was my girl Bella Bazelle with You Never Know. My man UK Sensation, Big Chris with More Than a Thug, and my girl Tracy Cruz with Love Galaxy. Oh yeah, we international, baby. UK.
Yeah, I see.
Canadian hits. I mean, if I knew a brother that could get down from Yugoslavia, I'd be playing his joint. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, you know, yeah, it don't
That's real. Now,
what's up?
Dot, let me ask you, man. My last question for you. You know, if anybody want to catch up with you, listen to your music online, man, or talk to you online, where can they find you at?
Oh man, they can find me at Project Dot on Twitter. You can find my music at reverbnation.com/Project Dot. I got a couple joints up there, not everything. Again, that tape is coming out soon. Seducer is coming out soon, so be looking out for that joint. You can also follow me on Facebook too if you want to, /Dot Richie. And yeah, man, that's where y'all can find that at. And then, you know, I got some shows coming up too, man. On the 15th of this month, it's gonna be at the Shrine. I got one coming up. On the 10th of next month, I got one at DuSable High School. I'm doing a show with TK and Cash from DTP and them.
No doubt.
And then on the 25th, I got something coming up too, man. But I don't have all the information for that joint. But as soon as I get it, I'm gonna be posting it. So, you know, if they follow me at Project Dot, they're gonna get all that information.
No doubt, Dot. You wanna throw any shout outs out there before you roll out, bro?
Yeah, man. I wanna shout out, of course, at Marvin Atkins One. Follow him. That's the manager that you need to talk to. I want y'all to follow them people, you know what I'm saying, at them people. Those are my homies. What up, fellas, what y'all on? I want to shout out D Slate again for having me on your show, you know what I'm saying? Thanks, that's real, that's love.
That's real,
no doubt. Shout out to my mom, the lover.
No doubt. You
that's what's
give
up.
Mom some pops.
Hell yeah, you do.
because giving moms the props is the difference between coming home and getting bread and water or coming home and getting a home-cooked meal, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah, right.
Hey, okay.
I'm not trying to be skinny. I am not trying to be skinny.
That's real. Now, Don, I just want to say this, man, on behalf of myself, man, and the D-Hour Show family and Grindhouse Radio, man. I want to thank you so much, bro, for joining us tonight. And it's an honor to have you on the show, man. You know, we're going to keep on supporting you and your music. And as far as we're concerned, you always have a home on the D-Hour Show, man. You're always welcome anytime. We're going to keep on bumping your music. When you got new stuff coming out, definitely shoot it our way, and we're going to get it in rotation so the people can hear it.
Man, I appreciate you, bro.
Salutes to you, good brother.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, salute to everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's down with this project and this whole movement, you know what I'm saying? Salute to you. I appreciate it. The love
that's
is going to be showed back, most definitely. The love is definitely going to be showed back however I can. When I can, it's going to be showed back, you know what I'm saying? So I
no
much appreciate it, though.
No doubt, bro. I just want to say, man, you have a blessed night, man, and the D-Hour Show is your home now, man. We're going to keep supporting you, and I'm definitely going to tell HME Radio and Diva Spot Radio about you. And I know my man Jit, when I get him the information, he's going to get you on Grind Hard, too.
Yeah, bro. Man, he got a good personality. I love to have this character on, man. He's a good cat.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hey, G Chronicles, man, hit me up, bro. I'm there. Just let me know, man. I'm there, bro. Sure.
I got you, bro. Most definitely.
That's real. That's real. Well, Doc, you have a blessed night, man. We definitely going to stay in touch with you.
All right, brothers. Y'all have one, too.
All right, you too.
Salute.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. That was my man, up-and-coming R&B sensation from the Chi-Town, baby, Dot Richie, getting it in with us tonight. I want to send a special shout-out and thanks to my man, Marvin Atkins, my man, Dot Richie, my girl, Young Nick, for hanging out with us tonight and joining us on Indie Up Saturday.
She was good too, D-Slate. She was real good.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, you know,
yeah.
She got his. Hey, Jid, you can best believe I'm going to definitely get her information to you. She got his, bro. I'm telling you.
He was wonderful.
I peeped her out on Reverb Nation, man, and she got some hotness, man. That's real. She definitely got some hotness.
Most definitely.
And you know, it's just a whole bunch of them out there. It's a whole bunch of artists out there who's got some serious talent. And as far as you know, we're concerned, you know, at the D Hour Show Radio Network, you know, Grind Hard Radio, HME Radio, and you know, and Diva Spot Radio, and all the other shows like that, man. As far as we're concerned. We're going to be the outlet for you. You know, we're going to give you an opportunity to be heard.
Always.
And for those that don't know, and I was told this by many of the celebrities that's in the business, and I'm glad that we were able to get on this train first. For those that don't know, internet radio is the lit. Internet radio is the new radio. I'm telling you that right now.
All those
artists out there that's trying to get on, you better get up with us, because I'm telling you right now, internet radio is the biz. We've already established ourselves. Internet radio is the new radio. I'm telling you right
new
now.
New ways.
Get with us. You want your airplay? Get with us. Absolutely. We on Twitter. We on Facebook, YouTube. We on all that. Google Grind Hard Radio. Google the D Hour Show. Definitely
yes, sir.
Get with us, because we are going to get you guys in rotation, because that's what it's all about. It's all about supporting you and your music. So make sure you definitely get with us. And I just want to send a special thanks, man, to my man Jit for joining me tonight. You know,
always, bro.
Big,
always.
Definitely a big shout out, you know, to all the peeps, you know, all the D team, you know, the D Hour Show listeners out there for tuning in to us tonight. And make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. All the Christians and the saints of God out there right now, you want to listen to some great gospel music, some great inspirational music. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. They're doing it a little early tomorrow, but make sure you tune in 1 p.m. Mountain Standard, 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. My man Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace.
I love that show, bro. I tune in every week. I love that show.
Hey, with the Covenant Cafe, I'm telling you guys right now, they the new deal with God's
Yes, they are.
Y'all better get with them. They got some. They're gonna be talking to gospel artist Trish Stanley tomorrow, and also legendary poet Black Ice is gonna be in the building with them tomorrow. So definitely make sure you guys tune in with them, because they're gonna be getting it in. And we got the I Got Something to Say show on Monday. We got my man No Malice from the Clips. Oh yeah, Pusha T brother.
Yeah, you go.
No Malice from the Clips is gonna be in the building on the I Got Something to Say show. Oh, yeah, y'all better get with it. It's your boy, D. Slade. Got my man, Jit Chronos. Jit, what you want to say to the people before we roll up out of here?
Hey, man, check us out this Thursday night. It's the Season 7 Finale Freestyle Battle Show. We're giving out $100 and an interview in Social Therapy Magazine. We're going to have our boy, Dupree Shamir, who is the CEO of Social Therapy Magazine. He's going to be one of our guest judges. So check us out, you know what I'm saying, and continue to support Grind Hard Radio. Check out our official website at grindhardradio.com. And subscribe. Don't just look
there
at the site. Subscribe to it.
Subscribe. That's it.
Please subscribe.
That. Don't just be peeping with your glasses on. Subscribe. Click on
Hit
the
that blue
button. You know what I'm saying? Click on the subscribe button and make
yes,
sure
sir.
You check them out. That's real. Grind Hard Radio, they get it in. I'm telling y'all right now, internet
you
radio did. Is the new radio. You better get with us. It's your boy D. Slate. It's got your boy Jit Chronicles in the building from Grind Hard Radio. I want to let everybody know, thank you so much for tuning in to us tonight. And keep on tuning in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday to the D Hour Show Radio Network. You never know who's going to be on the show with us. You better make sure you tune in. It's the Covenant Cafe tomorrow. Make sure you get it in with the guys. D. Slate, Jit Chronicles. We want to tell you guys, please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Be safe. One love. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Deuces.
Yeah. It's sound. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's a G-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.